Do you want to set your child up for success? Is tutoring out of your budget, or perhaps you're someone like me who just wants to save money on private tutoring? Is this a big school year for your child? You know, maybe they're starting kindergarten or middle school. Maybe there's another milestone coming up. Or maybe your family moved. Oh my gosh, I moved so much when I was growing up. And the kids are starting a new school. Or maybe your child is ahead and just not getting challenged enough in class. Well, IXL Learning is here to help. IXL Learning is a fun online learning program for kids covering math, language, arts, science, and social studies. It's powered by advanced algorithms. IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or the personality. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's right, it is school approved. So make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And How to Be Fine listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/fine. Visit IXL.com/fine to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Again, that's IXL.com/fine.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Hey, guys. Jalenta here. Before we start, I wanted to let you know that By the Book is doing a live show in New York on Saturday, September 16th at the People's Improv Theater, or The Pit, as we call it. So come see us live. We're going to be at the She Makes Me Laugh Femme Fest. It's going to be a full day of funny women on two stages at The Pit. You can see the whole thing. You can swing by just for Buy the Book Live. For tickets and for more info, go to thepit-nyc.com or just look at our show notes.
The following podcast contains explicit language.
Hey, Kristen.
Yeah, Jalenta.
It has been one long week since we lived by Class with the Countess by Luanne de Lesseps.
It sure the fuck has.
And you know what that means?
It means it's time for another By the Book minisode.
Yay. That's right. It's time to discuss the aftermath of our latest and, dare I say, most controversial episode.
Indeed. Living by Class with the Countess was truly a journey. We had our ups and our downs.
And our fights.
And yes, our, quote, fight. We got a ton of listener responses about our housewives-inspired fight.
Many people seemed to enjoy our little fight. They thought it was funny and over the top, but others were not as entertained.
Yeah, here's a review we got that unpacks a lot of what people did not like about the latest episode. KVPenny007 writes, "The episode featuring How to Be Classy threw me over the edge. I can't believe you were fighting about the Real Housewives. Jalenta, Real Housewives are stupid and not something you should be emulating. So what if you grew up watching it? You don't take it personally and fight about it. None of those women are classy, and this book proves it. If you like the Countess, fine, but to say that these women are classy, maybe you should look up the definition of classy, because those women are the opposite. And Kristen, your total disregard for people wanting you to clean up your language was such a slap in the face in this episode. You've mentioned the language comments before and said you were going to stick to your normal life, but to pretend you would clean it up and then explode into a bunch of F-bombs during your fight and the makeup session was disgusting. Either say you're going to stick to your preferred language or don't. This was so low that I'm surprised it came from you."
Wow.
Oh, wow. You're surprised it came from me. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm like
you
on
can
a higher
surprise
ground.
People.
Yeah, nice.
Congrats. All right. First and foremost, we hear you.
Absolutely. We never want people to be disgusted or to feel alienated listening to our show.
And let me better explain what happened here. We did have an actual disagreement about the housewives. Kristen kept poking a lot of fun at them, and I got really weirdly defensive, and we had a heated talk. But what you heard last week was a housewives-inspired dramatic reenactment of our argument.
Yeah, we know we freaked some of you out, especially the listeners who've never really watched reality TV or listeners in other countries we've heard from. Please know this. We're sorry listening was uncomfortable for you. We did not want to make you uncomfortable.
But we do think sometimes being uncomfortable can be good for you. We're weirdos. We live by self-help books, not because we want to flaunt our perfect lives and language, but because we're flawed, curious, and looking for an adventure. So this show is going to get weird sometimes. Please remember this when you listen.
And please never forget, Buy the Book is actually listed in the comedy category of your podcast app. We strive for wellness and happiness, but we are going to poke some fun at it too.
Right. Okay, but enough serious talk. Let's get to more listener letters, please. There was a lot of action on our Facebook community page this week.
Yeah. For example, Brandy wrote, "Thank you so much, Jolenta, for opening up about your social anxiety. I am going through a major bout of depression. And no matter how many times people say, you're so strong, you're an inspiration, you're a gift to this world, it just never feels true for me right now. Hearing your struggle makes me realize how cruel and indiscriminate mental illness can be, because you're strong, inspirational, and a gift to the world, Jolenta. So maybe I am too."
Brandy, I know you are too. I mean, you and I sound like we're in the exact same boat, and you writing this to us, like, made my life.
As corny as that sounds,
but, you know, I hope there is an actual element of, you know, humanity and vulnerability and reality in all of these crazy antics that we do. And I love that it is coming through and people like Brandy feel less alone. And that's all I want out of this.
Yeah, that's totally why we do all this, isn't it?
Totally. Oh, here's another listener comment from the Facebook group that I loved. Bridget wrote, "I had never heard of this week's book or Countess Luann, as I never watched any of the Real Housewives shows. The big aha moment for me was the fight where Kristen hurt Jolenta's feelings by being judgmental about those shows. It made me realize that I've been that way in the past, and while I don't usually express it, my contempt probably comes through loud and clear in subtle ways. But why have I been so contemptuous about reality TV? It's not my thing, but I have my own not-so-highbrow guilty pleasures, so why be judgy about other people's? The classy Countess didn't change the shoes I wear or my intolerance of men who pinch, but you two changed the way I'm going to treat other people's pop culture tastes. Thank you for another great episode."
Such a great point, Bridget. Yeah, I will confess, I used to be a film critic. It does tend to happen where I'll just get very judgy about any kind of pop culture. But you know what? I don't want to make anyone feel bad with my judgments. Jolenta, you and I love each other and we're here for each other.
Right.
And our goal is not to make each other or anyone else feel bad. We just want to be learning and growing, right?
Exactly. And sometimes learning and growing is a lot easier when you do it with a mediator, Kristen.
Exactly. And that's why we are so lucky to have Casey Wilson with us today. Casey Wilson is the host of the Bitch Sesh podcast and a housewives expert. She's here to mediate a class with the Countess couples counseling session, if you will.
Casey Wilson, thank you so much for being here.
Oh my God, we're so excited to have you here, Casey.
Hi there.
So I've been watching all the Housewives since day one of OC. They've always been a big part of my life.
Well, they're our friends.
Yeah, exactly. They're very important to me. So for this podcast, we live by self-help books, and we lived by Class with the Countess by Luann.
Okay, great.
But part of this process was then me having to introduce my friend and co-host Kristen to the Housewives, which I didn't really think about at all.
Right.
But within days of starting this book, we were fighting, and not like fun banter fighting, but like I was getting my feelings hurt like continuously by her opinions of these housewives. She's just like, oh, they're monsters. Yeah. They're awful, like horrible screaming ladies. Why would you do this? So I wanted to talk to you. Yeah, because I feel like you've been in this situation a lot of introducing people to the housewives for the first time. And like, how do you not take it personally? And also, like, why do you think it is so personal?
It's very hard not to take it personally. Because like I said, you know, if you're a true fan, the housewives are your friends. And they're not friends you like.
Right.
Definitely
yes.
Not friends you care about or want in your life.
But isn't that
they're
meaning?
Like family. They're more like family.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, aren't those not your friends then if you don't like them?
It's so complicated. And I feel, if I may say to you, you're reading this a little more on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
They're horrible women, yes, absolutely. But, and I don't like any of them. Maybe I could point to one, you know, who's normally like only one lasts a season because she's too normal. But I do think they are kind of become like the fabric of your lives. And I don't know, they are more like family where you hate them, but they're not going anywhere.
Right. Yeah. I'm not going to write any of them off for their behavior quite yet.
No. In fact, I'll say, you know, for instance, last season on Atlanta is a good example where Phaedra Park used to be a favorite housewife of mine. She's insane and she's a lawyer and owns a mortuary business. She has all the makings of a great classic housewife. And she did something so egregious that she should honestly be prosecuted for it. And yeah,
she accused another cast member of saying she wanted to drug someone and like bring her down to her sex dungeon and like have a three-way with her. She accused someone of like attempted rape.
Okay, I'm just going to say again, these sound like horrible people. They sound like monsters. Yeah. See, you guys are not helping the argument here
Casey
at all.
Let Casey finish, Kristen.
Okay, Casey, continue, please.
All I'll say is that yes, did she falsely accuse a friend of trying to rape her? Yes. In the rear view, when you sit with it over time, I miss her.
I know. I miss her already. She's not going to be on next season, Kristen.
Okay, but question.
Because they had to take a firm line with her, you know, and
I'm glad they did. That's not legal or moral or a lot of other things. But here's my question. Jolenta is so sweet. She's one of the most kind-hearted people I know. We've been friends for years. We love each other. We've been to each other's weddings. We've been a part of each other's lives. We celebrate holidays together. She doesn't normally hang out with horrible people like this. Why is Jolenta, somebody I love and trust, hanging out with these horrible people week after week, year after year?
I think you've answered your own question, which is that she's a nice girl. So she's able to project in a great way and watch women live so out, open, and free in the way that a nice girl could never do. I mean, we could never say one of these unspeakable things these women say to each other. And I'm sure most of your listeners are smart, kind feminists. And it would seem, that's why I meant your reading of this might be somewhat surface, because it would seem as though we would despise watching women tear down other women, but there actually, to me, is something so freeing about women get to be like free to be you and me. Like they're doing and saying things that I might want to actually at some point. And there's no consequences or repercussions for me to just simply watch it and watch things disintegrate. And by things, I sadly mean their lives. And I don't want that for them, but it is fascinating to watch, I think, these female friendships. And also, what I'm fascinated by is as a culture, we're so into youth and, you know, what's young and hip. And these women are elders. We're watching like elderly women yell at each other. And there's something just to me so interesting about
it. So good. What did Bethany say last night about it was like something meets the Golden Girls? It was like something awful that met the Golden Girls. And I thought that was the perfect way to put it.
I think it was it Girls Gone Wild?
Yes. Yeah.
See, I know what Jolenta's trying to do here, too. She's just trying to drop the Golden Girls in here because I'm obsessed with them. And she knows that that's going to make me like them more.
For me, the sentiment is like almost similar.
But interestingly, Casey, I think it's interesting you use the word free, that these women are free, because I don't see that as free. I see that as mean. Like, I guess I don't understand, like, why someone would want to be that way.
They are mean, but they're mean, so we don't have to be.
Oh, but none of us have to be mean.
They're like,
let that go.
A cautionary tale.
To just watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're too close to it. And I urge you to step back and just let it wash over you like a fine wine and just enjoy it for what it is, which is nothing.
Oh, that might be the wisest thing that's been said all day is I just have to treat it like nothing.
I think you're investing too much.
Yeah, I think I just find it so upsetting. I'm like, I don't like watching people be mean to each other. And I just don't understand watching people be that mean to each
other. You know what? One thing I also love about it that is beyond just them being mean to each other is the comedy of it. And as a comedian, I will say there's great comedy in it. And I think you'll agree.
Oh, totally.
That the editing is so funny.
The editors are getting better and better every year.
Oh, the editors,
they're the true stars.
Every award in the book.
Yes.
I think it's hard just also, believe me, I've introduced so many like smart women friends and I'm like, they're going to love this. And they hate it and they have such a reaction to it. And I totally get it. I think there is something to be said for being there in the beginning. It's like, these are your childhood friends. You've grown up with these women. Like they're a mess, but you've always known them.
So that kind of leads to our final question, Casey. This is a great point to end on. Should we just keep the housewives out of our friendship then? Should it just be the case that Jolenta, who has been with the housewives from the very beginning, just has the housewives for herself and we don't discuss them at all? Do we have to keep things separate? What is the best thing to do here under the circumstances?
Under these very difficult circumstances, I recommend, much like I've had to do with my stepmom, who is a Trump supporter.
Ooh, that's a different level.
But it's not dissimilar. I think you have to keep it separate, guys, because I sense too much tension, and it sounds like you have a beautiful friendship.
Thank you.
And you do support each other, and you're in business together as well. And I don't want to see any housewives type falling out here.
No, falling out.
The cracks. I'm seeing cracks in the foundation. And I think if you both can respectfully, you know, agree to disagree.
Yeah. I think it's
with
Jolenta,
of course, being on the right side of history.
Oh, thank you,
Casey.
Casey,
thank you so much.
It's time for you to go now. We're out of time. Goodbye.
Kristen.
So sorry to report that to you because you also sound lovely. But, you know, history will look back at this.
All right.
And I don't know where you'll be when you realize you were wrong.
But please, like, just email us when you realize
it. Let us know.
Well, Casey, you've been absolutely wonderful today. We cannot thank you enough for your time and for your expertise. And
this is the one area I do feel like an expert in. Nothing else is life.
And if you ever need Jolenta on your show to talk about just her experience living completely by the rules of Countess Luann's book, we'll send her your way anytime you want her on, because she followed those rules every single page for 2 weeks straight.
I believe it, and I'm sure she's better for it.
Money can't buy you class, but buying Luann's book
cannot.
Can.
Don't forget it.
No.
Thank you guys for
having me.
Thank
you, Casey.
Thanks so much, Casey.
Bye.
Bye-bye. A huge thank you to Casey for helping us. Thank you so much, Casey.
Yes, we love you, Casey. And if you love Housewives, her podcast, Bitch Sesh, is a must listen.
Now, all we have to do is announce our next book.
Not only is this our next book, but it's our last book of season one of By the Book.
Oh my gosh, it went by so fast.
I know.
Wow. And so torturously.
Oh, yes. So fast and so slow.
And our next book is How to Write an Ebook in Less Than 7 to 14 Days That Will Make You Money Forever by Darren Akers.
Will we be accomplished authors?
Will we retire early and live off our ebook earnings?
Tune in next week to find out.
Also, our ebooks are already available on Amazon right now, this very minute.
It's true. We just self-published.
Yeah. Just type these search terms into Amazon to find our books. For my book, look up Return to Intercourse, An Amish Romance by Kristen Meinzer.
And for me, search Modern Harpies, Why Loving the Real Housewives Means You're Cultured AF by Jolenta Greenberg.
That's it for this mini episode of By the Book. Thanks again to Casey Wilson of Bitch Sesh and to everyone who reached out. And, of course, to our wonderful, amazing, fantastic creative producer, Cameron Drews.
Remember, you can reach us at 505-510-BOOK to leave us a message, or you can write to us at buythebook@panoply.fm.
Until next time, I'm Kristen Meinzer.
And I'm Jolenta Greenberg.
Bye-bye. KV Peeny 007 writes, Peeny?
I thought it was Penny, but it's only one N.
Peeny sounds naughty, though. That's not classy.
Well, he's clearly in the British Secret Service. He knows what class is.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.